The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Suvas Daf Nun. The Gemara tells us that Be'usha Eskinu in Usha, one of the stops of the Sanhedrin HaGodol after it was exiled from the from its place directly after Churban Bayis. The seat, the house of the Shekhinah, was in the Sanhedrin HaGodol in Yavne. Thereafter, Bezin went through several golus, and one of them was Usha. Be'usha Eskinu Hamavazbez, one who wishes to, it's an interesting term, one who wishes to let go of one's money. Al Yevazbez Yosim Mechoimish. Tanya Nam Yochim Mevazbez Al Yevazbez Yosim Mechoimish. Interesting to talk about tzedakah in terms of Mevazbez. Chazal L'choy, what they mean to say is, don't be Mevazbez, don't just spend loosely, but one should have a cheshbin. Al Yevazbez Yosim Mechoimish, because a person might ultimately be reduced to anius, and he shouldn't put himself in a situation where he'll be nitzrach lebrius. So the Gemara brings a smack from a positive cholash atitnli ase asrenu log. The Gemara says by Yaakov Avinu on his way to Beis Lovon, he made a neder. Aser is one meiser, one tenth. Asrenu is another tenth, 20%. The Gemara says it's not really 20% because once he gives 10%, so now he has 90% left. So 1/10 of that is not 9%. So in actuality, it's 90%. That's true when we're mafrish, when we're mafrish in Eretz Yisrael, two maisers, maiserish and maiser sheni, maiserish and maiser oni, we're mafrish 10%. When only 90% of the tefuah is left, we're only mafrish 9% of the original tefuah. And the pattern on that is the chiyuv of, or the din, the hagbola of al yivaz b'zayisim b'chodesh. Reb Kiva Egan Agudah Nashaz brings from Yerushalmi and Peo by the mitzvah of tzedakah that Be'etzim was halacha biyodim, was based on a pasuk the shachachu v'chazu v'amdu hashnayim v'eskimu al derech harishayim. B'derus ha'achrenim they will kever this klal again. Now Rashi says that the idea of this al yivazbez hamavazbez al yivazbez, who's he being mevazbez to? He's being mevazbez, Rashi says, in one word, le'aniyim. We're talking about tzedakah. We're talking about supporting oneself, chayecha chayim, as opposed to others. That certainly, if a person is an ani, then there is no chiv to support others. But we're talking over here about support of oneself, that one should not render him or compromise his own support too much, because maybe ultimately he'll be left with no support system, there will be mitzvah for this. Based on the wording of Rashi, the Shita Mechubetza says, Gevaldik Chiddush. The Shita says that L'toyro is mutter. Meaning, Rashi says only that we're talking about support of oneself as opposed to support of others who are lacking in support. What happens if a person wants to support Torah? He's not doing it because there's him and there's Yenner and the Shaila is, how much should you look out for number one, i.e. yourself, before looking out for others? Take care of yourself, make sure you have a surplus before you give out, before you spread the wealth. If somebody's supporting Torah, he's not doing it for Yenner. He's doing it because he wants to have school satira. He has parnasa. He's usually a person who has extra money, is not a person who's terosu umnasa. He has extra money. He wants to have the schus as if he's sitting and learning the whole day. That he's doing for somebody else. What's the difference between somebody who's willing to make a life's decision not to train professionally, not to get a good job, and he's willing to limp along financially, to struggle because nafshei choshka b'Torah, and somebody who is circumstances put him out into the wide world. He is working, he is making a living, he's not a full-time Bo'er L'shel Torah, but he wants that status as being Bo'er L'shel Torah. He supports others for learning. We call that Yisocha Zvulin. Yisocha Zvulin is another step, where Zvulin understands that his going to work is only for Yisocha. Yisocha understands that his learning is also for Zvulin. It's a half-half, not where he's giving a certain amount, but where he's giving somebody to live as much as he takes for himself. That's a very rare thing. The term Yisocha Zvulun is thrown about today, unfortunately, a little bit widely, but the real Yisocha Zvulun is when somebody is supporting a Talmud Chacham. It doesn't have to be with luxury, but he supports a Talmud Chacham, that the Talmud Chacham is able to learn without Daigis HaPanosa on his head, and then the learning goes equally for Yisocha and Zvulun. So Mishnah in Zvachim Dav Beis talks about Shimon Achi Azariah. So So Rashi says over there that Shimon Achi Azariah, Shimon, he went to work. Azariah went to work to support Shimon. It's not Ashman Azariah went to work and then he threw some cash Shimon's way. He went to work, and that was the understanding. Zvulun Smach Zvulun B'Tzeisecho is that Zvulun goes to work for Yisocha, and that's a whole different relationship. And that basis, that's not a mevazvez. Again, mevazvez means supporting others. Here he's supporting himself, he's supporting his own spiritual needs. La'alocha, b'kitz and imitz, la'alocha, the shita is brought in Avas Chesed of the Chofetz Chaim in Chelik Beis Perek Chof. That's his chus. That's where the Chofetz Chaim explains it. The shita mekubetzes also brings down over here, the Chofetz Chaim brings a bunch of things from the Shittim Kubetzes and our Suvya. Another something else he brings from the Harav HaMi'ili, the Rishon that we don't have, to one of the Kakme Provencia, that the Shir Choymesh is, when we talk about the Shir Choymesh, it's for mitzvahs. Meaning to say, there's two places where we find in Halacha the Shir Choymesh. One is over here, Legabit Tzedakah, like Rashi says, La'aniyim, just discussed the Shita, where if it's Torah, so there that's for himself, that's not under the heading of Al Yavazbis. But we learn that also halacha over here. Person has money. Part of having Panos, the Yiddish way of looking at one being Matzliach and Panos, is that one doesn't only have for him, one is only a trustee for the Rabbi Nishlel, so he has for others, and still the halacha is that he's not Mavazbis Yoizmi Chaymish. So what happens if a person is met with a mitzvah? An Esrik, let's say. Esrik today usually is not a Chaymish of one's Nevasa, but let's say a situation where performing a mitzvah properly would take a Chaymish of one's assets. The Rabbi Mili in the Shittim Gubetz by us learns out that the Shir Chaymish is true even Legabi Kiyam mitzvahs. So Taisus. Taisus Bava Kamedav Tesam Beis in the Sugi of Hidden Mitzvah Shlish says this. The Rosh brings it over there, La Locho. And the Beis Yosef brings the Tais in the Rosh in Arachaim and Hilchis, Lulav, Tofresh, Nudvav, and in the Rambo over there, that even a mitzvah iveris, meaning to say there's a mitzvah that a person can do, and there's a mitzvah that a person must do. Lulav, if it's the first day of Sukkot, person doesn't have a lulav, if he's not going to go out on a limb and spend a fortune of money to get a lulav, he will not have a lulav, he will not, it's a mitzvah iveris, he will not be Mekayim the mitzvah. Even tefillin might not be a mitzvah, because Lav Dafkut is a command to do, put on tefillin today. We put on tefillin every day. It's not clear whether there's a chiyuv mitzvah mamosh to put on tefillin every day, which is why, if somebody is in a place where they don't put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed, he could be meikel, machmo, whatever you want to call it. He doesn't have to worry that he's being mevatel a mitzvah saseh midaraisa, because lav dafkid is a mitzvah saseh midaraisa, a chiyuv to put on tefillin every day. Okay, that's as an aside. In any case, a mitzvah of lulav, a mitzvah of sukkah, he won't have a sukkah, he's going to starve, he's not going to be able to eat anything, or he'll have to eat, he'll sleep out of a sukkah, he won't have a lulav to take. A mitzvah iveres, a person is not mechuyev to give more than a chaymish. The poskim do bring a das yochid, a baloitur, that holds that only a mitzvah, an opportunity of a mitzvah, the shir is a chaymish, but a mitzvah iveres, one is mechuyev to give all his mitzvah. One is mechuyev to give all his money. Where do we find the share for mitzvahs of all one's money? By Eloi Sasei. By Eloi Sasei, the halacha is that if one is going to have to be over in Eloi Sasei, we know that there are mitzvahs of Yehoi Vayavar, but Roiv of Kol HaTorah Kula, besides for Gimel Chamurois, the halacha is Yavar Va'al Yehorig. The halacha is Yavar Va'al Yehorig. What happens if they're going to take away everything that a person has? The communists are after him. If he's not going to do an Avera, if he's not going to eat Chazer, he's not going to eat Basel B'cholav, they're going to take away, they're going to burn his house down. They'll take away, they'll confiscate his bank account, they'll take away everything. M'chuyiv la'afsit kol ma'amani, a person is not allowed to be compromised and be over an Avera for, he's not allowed to be over an Avera for financial gain. So the Bala'itra is a chiddish. All the Rishonim hold. Not the way we said the Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass in that way. Even a mitzvah varies where a person will not have an opportunity at all to be mechayev that mitzvah is not mechayev him to spend more than a chaymish. Now let's qualify that for a minute. The halachis of Yehorek Vayava, Yavar al Yehorek, mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, and that Aloysa say a person is mechayev to give up everything. These are halachis in Yerideh Kufnun Zayin. It says over there, like we said, that Eloisa say a person is mechuyev to give up everything. The Prima Godim and the Chavis Yor have a famous Shaila. It's brought in the Kiva Eger, in the Gilead, over there in Yerideh Kufnun Zayin. And they want to know, is the point of a lois aseh being more chomer than an aseh? Because one is not allowed to do a mais aveir, a lois aseh to be over, but derech klal, one is over, bekum vaseh. He eats the chazer, he, achman son, eats the basa b'cholof. An aseh is just not doing it. Is that the point? The point is the doing and the not doing, but the point is not the lois aseh and aseh? What would be an a lois aseh she'en by mais? There are Loisa says she'in by ma'isa. A person, marshal, stands to lose a tremendous amount financially. Just think about the first example that pops into mind by not putting a makah up on his roof. There's a lot as well as an asay. The point is that he's mechuyif to lose all his money for the lav, or the point is for the ma'isa aver. Over here, it's not a ma'isa aver. It's b'shev al tasa. The same chakiru is prima godim and erechaim tofresh mem. Mishabur over there brings in some cotton lamed aleph. Is a person allowed to eat out of the sukkah if we're talking about major financial loss? Imagine, let's say, if a person is not going to eat. That's a far-fetched example. Over there, that's only a grama. Would a person be allowed to eat out of the sukkah if he had to for a business meeting, which will save his... He knows that if he doesn't have that business meeting, or if it doesn't go well, somebody's not going to bail him out, he's going to lose everything. He's going to lose his pants, he's going to declare bankruptcy. If he does, somebody will bail him out, he'll be able to start over, he'll have panos. So we're talking about major financial loss. Is he allowed to eat out of a sukkah? Let's say we could legitimately say that the hefsid is yoisim mechamish. So would we say that the asay is not mechayev financial loss of more than a chamish? Or we say, no, doing an act of eating out of a sukkah is an act of bitul mitzaseh, that he wouldn't be allowed to do it. Now, again, one could be doicha, that the chakir over there is not holy in this chakir, because even the act of eating out of a sukkah might not be a maisa per se, a maisa aveiru per se, even if it's an asay. It just might be that when he eats out of the sukkah, he's koveya, that his mokoim yeshiva is not basukas teish yeshiva yom. This is a shmuz in the lumdis of the mitzvah of sukkah. Do we look at the maisa of eating in a sukkah as a maisa mitzvah? Do we look at it just as a way of being koveya that his dira is in the sukkah? We won't get into the protum of mitzvah sukkah. We'll just add that if we're talking about the difference in a loisa say and asay, is it totally in the maisa as opposed to the sheval taisa? Or is it totally in loisa say and asay? It's two different things. A loisa say and asay. A loisa is more chomer than an asay. The truth of the matter is the same chakir is by Yehorud Vayava. This that a person is not allowed to be a roitzech even on pain of death. Is that because he's not allowed to do a maisa ritzicha? Meaning to say, person is faced with a choice of ritzicha or his own life. There's no din v'chai v'hem. He's not allowed to do an avera of ritzicha. But let's say the ritzicha would be b'shev v'al tasa. The Tosfos discusses a case where they gave a person a choice. Either he'll allow himself to be thrown by somebody on top of a child, chalila killed the child, or they'll kill him. He's not doing the ma'isa. They're doing the ma'isa. In that case, he's not mechuyif to give up his life. The Rambam would seem to argue, the Rambam holds that Ritzicha, there's a fundamental principle of Ritzicha being mechayiv kiddush Hashem. It doesn't make a difference if it's b'shev atase or b'kum vase, a nafkumina. The major nafkumina between the Rambam and Tosfos, and the local Meister, unfortunately, sometimes in tshuvas from the Holocaust and other periods of time, is the Yehorig Vayavar of Gili Arayis. Tosfos is mechalk to the man and a woman. A man is doing the Maisa Arayis. A woman is considered Karak Olam. She's only a participant in the Maisa Bia. She's not doing, Yitzhak Hashem will discuss this a little bit further in the next Sugya of Oynis and Daf Nun Aleph. She's not an Oysa. She's only a participant. Of course, if she's a participant willingly, it's Mechayiv Misa. But what happens if she's a Nensa? It's under pain of death. Tosfos holds there's no Maisa Averu. Mele, the halacha would be Yavar Val Yehori. The Rambam says no. The fundamental of Arayis is Mechayiv one to be Maisa Nefesh. Doesn't make a difference if it's a man or woman. So that's again, that's, we discussed this by Lois Sevasev. The truth is that the Chakira plays itself out even in Yehori Vayavar, major Yehori Vayavar of Gimel Chamuris. Let's just discuss one more point. Asa Asren Ulok, the Gemara says, that there's a Chaimish. Says the Shita that if we're dealing with two Meisers, we pointed out before, it's patterned on a Yid always gives. Unfortunately, we're not Zoich to be Mekayim this Mitzvah B'Shleimus. We should soon, yes, be Zoich, Meiser Rishon, Meiser Sheni. The way it is, there's a 6-year cycle where the first year of the Shemitah cycle, the first and the second year, a Yid is Mafresh from his Tvor, Meiser Rishon, Meiser Sheni. The third year, Meiser Rishon, Meiser Oni. The fourth and the fifth, Meiser Rishon, Meiser Sheni. The sixth, Meiser Rishon, and Meiser Oni. So there's always two Meisers, and like we said, the second one is not going to be 10% of the original crop. It's only going to be 9%. Even less, because Truma comes all first. So Truma is, let's say, 1/50th, let's say, it's 98%. The Meiser will be 9.8. 9.8 means that now what's left is 88.2. So he's going to give about 8.8% ultimately for the Meiser Sheni. The Shita says over here that since we're talking about Meiser Rishon, Meiser Sheni, he says, Droish Milsa B'Taima. If a person gives a Chaimish, the Chiyuv of Meiser Ksofim is Meiser. And that seems to be incumbent, clearly incumbent, again, Deraisa, Derabbanan, a minute, we discussed in the previous year, the different Shitas. But Vinishvi, Ayid gives Meiser. Ayid gives Meiser, that's the way an Erlich Ayid looks at his financial success, then Meiser belongs to the Rebbein Shlem. What happens if he's Midas Chasidus, he goes beyond the letter of the law, he has extra Baruch Hashem, and he wants to give a Chaimish? He wants to give a Chaimish. Says the Shittim Kubetzes, again, B'Shem the Rav HaMi'ili, that Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni are fundamentally different. Meiser Rishon was given to Levim. Levim for us are represented, like the Rambam says in Hilchos Shemitah V'Yoyim, Tamid Chacham, those that give themselves, those that leave in Yonei El Mazeh to be Isaac and Ruchnius, to learn Torah, to be the Ruchnius of Klal Yisrael, one supports that, one has the privilege of supporting the Shevet Levi, which today is Tamid Chachamim, Leim De Kedalim. That's what one does with Meiser Rishon, and that's Taka. The Chofetz Chaim says the prime choice for Meiser Rishon, or the first Meiser, is to support those that are learning Torah. Meiser Sheni, that second Meiser, was like we said, Meiser Sheni was used to be able to, the Medrash says, one would give to family members to be able to live in Yerushalayim, to be in a state of inspiration. Instead of living back home on the farm, one would be able to come for a month, or different family members would come for exterior extended period of time to live in Yerushalayim. Lerois Lerois seems somewhat similar to sending one's children to Eretz Yisrael for a year or two. Sending a daughter to seminary, sending a son to learn Eretz Yisrael for a few years. That concept gives family members something to look up to in Ruchnius. When we've grown up in America, even if we're fully immersed in a Torah lifestyle, there's something different. There's far something different about the ear, the atmosphere, the people of Yerushalayim, and a young impressionable teenager or older that's coming for a year or two, Teretz Yisrael has a lot to gain. That's more similar to Meiser Sheni. So Meiser Rishon is for Talmid Chachomim, Shevet Levi, and the second Meiser is for one's own spiritual growth. Loyu Lebonov, the Rav HaMi'ili says. And also mitzvahs that one wants to do, mitzvahs that one wants to support, would come from the Meiser Sheni. One final point, the Gemara discusses later on, Samach Zayin Amid Beis, Ma'ukva on his deathbed gave out more than a Chaimish, and the Shalas, the Gemara says over there, he was making provisions, one is leaving this world, he's allowed to provide for himself, Lacha Me'aves, and the Shalas, how much could he give away? There are different Shittas in the Rishonim. Could he give away, was the right thing to give away half? Was the right thing to give away a shlish, or maybe he'd be allowed to give away everything. Person lacham evasim, you don't take it with you. There's no limit of al yevaz v'zayisim b'chaimish because he's leaving this world anyways. He's on his deathbed, and aloch is a person's allowed to be mevaz v'znachosov. Sure enough, the Ramo in Reish Mem Tesef Aleph says a person's on his deathbed is allowed to give away everything. He doesn't give a share, but the Gemara says in Perek Yeshnoichon, it's important to remember, it's a halacha in Chayshu Mishpat, that for one to give away all nechosov and not to leave over enough to be mekayim the mitzvah of being moirish of Yerusha, the Seder HaYerusha is something that the Rebbein Shem wants in place, to be mafkia all of one's assets and not have anything left over to be mekayim the Seder HaNachlas is frowned upon. That's wrong. But again, the Ramah doesn't bring down that there's a shift. If one wants to give away 80% of one's nechassim to tzedakah,
90%, 95%, as long as there's no iavure de'achsanta, there's no giving away of the seder hanachla, seder yirusha, one, it seems to be from the Paiskin, that one is at liberty to dispose of one's assets as one wishes.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.